Now, while the Milwaukee Bucks may be done for the season, the entertainment outside their home arena, the Fiserv Forum, will continue to draw crowds all summer long and into the fall. And while the Packers' full-team minicamp doesn't start until June 7th, you know people will be flocking to Lambeau Field this weekend and every weekend. Milwaukee and Green Bay are creating entertainment experiences around their pro sports teams in ways that go way beyond the game and their season. If you've been to the Deer District or Titletown, tell us what it was like this morning and what would you like to know about how these business districts operate. Join us. 1-800-642-1234 is a phone number, or email ideas at WPR.org. Our guest, Aaron Popke, is the Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers. Aaron, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for the opportunity to join you.
Also joining us this morning, Audrey Grill, Senior Vice President for Rinka Architecture Firm. Audrey, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, and Audrey, I'll start with you from the architectural perspective. If, say, the Milwaukee Brewers came to you and said, we would like to build a multi-use complex around our stadium, why would we want to do such a thing? Why would a sports team want to invest in a neighboring entertainment complex?
Well, I think, as you've seen at the Deer District, which we designed, that it catalyzed a lot of economic activity in the area, for sure. It spurred a lot of development that is still ongoing, and it's bringing people together in ways that we hoped it would, and beyond how we ever hoped it would. It's so there's economic benefits, but there's also the creation of new places for people to come together to create shared identity, which we've absolutely seen. And it's shown a new light on the city of Milwaukee, not only nationally, but internationally. It just, these types of developments, I think, are a huge opportunity to kind of capture energy that already exists in the fans and the residents and turn that energy into something really tangible.
And Aaron Popke, from the perspective of the Green Bay Packers, if you were to sit down with the front office of the Milwaukee Brewers, what would you say about the power of Titletown there?
Well, in a general sense, I'd agree with Audrey. I think we've seen sports. I mean, there's a great interest in sports. It's a convener. People love the energy around sports. I mean, even going down to youth sports, high school, college, professional, people enjoy the energy around it. And as we've seen with iconic sports facilities, you know, whether they be like Lambeau Field or newer like Fiserv, people enjoy being around them and what they represent. And you can definitely capitalize on the interest in that. I mean, that's what we've seen at Lambeau Field for years. And it's a no-brainer in many ways to extend that energy and excitement and that desire to be around there, and then spread that to other uses, multi-use, commercial, residential, activities, those types of things. You know, people just love being around sports, and why not?
It was 2015 when the Packers described plans for Titletown as, in their words, one of the most aggressive real estate developments in all of professional sports. Aaron Popke, your Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers, what was the inspiration for Titletown?
Well, we had seen some other developments that were just starting to come online around the country that were capitalizing on that interest in sports facilities. You know, a lot of people point to the New England Patriots and what they did with Patriot Place. And that, you know, that's more commercial, maybe larger scale. You know, we were looking at doing something first east of Lambeau Field, and then ultimately decided it might be more feasible to do something west across the street, Ridge Road. And it was an area that was ready for development, certainly ripe for it. There was some older buildings, a strip mall, a Kmart that was getting ready to probably phase out. I know there was some lament over the loss of the blue light specials, but we saw a greater future for that and bought a parcel, just knowing that someone was going to redevelop. And why not be there and have a say in it to try and influence, you know, to something that would match up with Lambeau Field. And over the course of a few years, we bought some more parcels and decided to go for the whole piece. So ultimately we ended up with about 45 acres. And then we at the same time started planning for what would make sense to be there. And we used some consultants And then did some focus groups in the community. And the one thing that really resonated with everyone was let's make sure we have some activities planned, and let's make sure we're doing stuff in the winter to get us together and to keep us active and embrace the outdoors in the winter. And that's where we came up. We were always thinking of an ice rink, but then we had some other activities planned, but a lot of people talked about a sledding hill. So we went a little grander and created this tubing hill, which is now Aaron's Hill. And we are crazy busy through the winter with tubing and ice skating and other planned activities. So we took from a 45-acre development, we have about 8 to 10 acres that are devoted to public park-like space. And that's something that a lot of developers wouldn't do.
Yeah.
To devote that much space to public space. So we're really excited about what it was and what it has become.
That's Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers. Also joining us, Audrey Grill, Senior VP for the architecture firm Rinka. And Audrey, you are also the project manager for designing the Deer District in Milwaukee outside Fiserv Forum. What design intentions go into drafting a space like this? How do you even begin to imagine what's to go there and how everything's going to fit?
That's a great question. And one of the first things you do for a development or a project opportunity like this is really understanding the context, right? What was there? What's there now? Who lives around the area? What businesses are around the area? Understanding kind of, you know, what I mentioned before, there's energy that already exists, and how do you kind of capitalize on that and help to concentrate it and catalyze more energy? And so it's, there's a lot of talking to people in the area. A lot of stakeholders were involved in this project, you know,
I'm
throughout
sure.
the city. And then for us, it really was about how do we make this a point of connection? And so as you'll see there, you know, the beer garden, there's a connector that connects to King Drive over to the east, where you already had a lot of bars and restaurants. And rather than filling that in with another building, we kept that as an open corridor to create many ways for people to get from one part of the surrounding neighborhood into the plaza and over to the Fiserv Forum. And it really, it's about stitching the neighborhood together.
Stitching the neighborhood together. And Audrey, now that it's built, how does the district holding up to what was in your head? How does it look compared to how you envisioned it?
The way it looks, I'd say it's beautiful. I'd say it's beyond our whole team's wildest dreams, and the way it's functioning even more so. I'd say we did a lot of diagrams of different scenarios for different size gatherings to be able to accommodate large gatherings. But, you know, we didn't know. You don't have a crystal ball to
right.
see how it's going to be embraced. And I'd say it's beyond our wildest dreams.
Audrey Grill from the architecture firm Rinka that worked on the Deer District in Milwaukee. Also joining us, Aaron Popke. He's from the Green Bay Packers. And we invite you to join our conversation about the big business year-round that's building up around our pro sports teams and the economic engine that has ensued. 1-800-642-1234 to join our conversation. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. The headline from March's Milwaukee Magazine asks, why don't the Brewers have a beer district? It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, and it's a question worth asking, considering the attention received by Milwaukee's Deer District and Green Bay's Titletown, and considering that the removal of the Park East Freeway ultimately made way for the Deer District. It's worth mentioning here that earlier this month, the Wisconsin DOT asked for community input on what to do with a 60-year-old stretch of 175, Highway 175, known as the Stadium Freeway next to American Family Field. Our guests, Aaron Popke from the Green Bay Packers and Audrey Grill from the architecture firm Rinka, stay with us and joining us with your questions this morning about the entertainment districts near our pro sports stadiums at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. And Aaron Popke, I want to ask something that Audrey referred to, and that is the importance of stakeholders and getting them on board when it comes to developments like these and making sure that everybody has some skin in the game and how you get everybody on board when it comes to stakeholders in a community like Green Bay. It's a big part of organizing, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. We, as I mentioned early on, use some focus groups in terms of what people would like to see for public opportunities. And we spoke of the public park and plaza and the activities we have. And we also met with representatives from the business community. I mean, Green Bay, like many Wisconsin communities, is, we feel, on the come. In fact, U.S. News and World Report just ranked Green Bay as the third best place to live. So we're excited about that. They credited Titletown and Lambeau Field for part of that success. And we want to make sure we are in tune with all the other great developments that are going on. Really want to complement them. Downtown's got some exciting things. Some of our other communities have exciting developments. So we want to complement that activity and make sure we have what people are excited about. And part of that for us too is creating some density. You know, I mentioned some of the public spots there, but we've got an apartment building that is nearly half occupied now with 150 units. Ultimately, we've got townhomes. So we've got the residential, we've got an office building that's 80% full, five stories. So we're excited about that. And Titletown Tech, we feel, is something that is going to be beneficial to the long-term economic strength of our city and region.
Well, you gotta explain Titletown Tech to me, Aaron.
Well, that is a partnership with Microsoft that is now a few years old, and it's a venture studio, innovation lab, and venture capital fund that we've partnered with Microsoft on, and really excited about that. We've got about 24 portfolio companies that are with us and working on various startups in sports and entertainment, environmental, logistics, and transportation. I mean, some pillars that we have strengths already in the community. And we think ultimately this could be a great benefit to the region. And if we can get some companies to start up and then headquarter in northeastern Wisconsin, that's something that'll be great long term. And we're experiencing some success already and excited about what that's going to do. So we've got a little bit of everything. We've got residential, we've got office, we've got the entrepreneurial space, all these things that are kind of feeding off the energy of Lambeau and certainly the season, you know, beginning with training camp all the way through, but definitely just something year round that the residents can enjoy. We're attracting people, you know, around the state. We're fighting to attract and retain talent. So we feel this is a key piece on a lot of fronts.
Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers. Also joining us, Audrey Grill, Senior Vice President for the architecture firm Rinka. And Audrey, one of the things I think about are the things we don't have to think about in a development and the accessibility of all things. But, you know, accessibility is something that has to be focused on when it comes to access for all and inviting everybody into a place like the Deer District in Milwaukee. How does an architecture firm can take things like the Americans with Disabilities Act and make it a functioning part of how everybody is invited to the Deer District?
Well, that's a great question. It's absolutely something that's, you know, on the forefront of our minds as we're making design decisions. And it's part of what we are constantly assessing. And we did so with the Deer District as well. You know, we had multiple iterations of design, designs for the plaza. And we reviewed with the city's accessibility point person. And, you know, we refer to code, and we worked with a great landscape architecture and civil engineering team that made sure that, you know, everything from the slopes of sidewalks and ramps were going to be easy to navigate to, you know, just the dimensions, the clearances between certain landscape elements, that they would be wide enough to accommodate, you know, crowds and make it accessible at no matter what the scale of the event happening there.
Heard in the news this morning that the Republican Party is still considering Milwaukee as their place for their 2024 political convention. 4 years ago, if there weren't the pandemic, the Democratic Party would have been in Milwaukee, and Fiserv Forum and surrounding area would have been a central piece of that. Are events like these something you took into consideration when developing the Deer District, Audrey?
Yeah, I would say absolutely. We anticipated a lot of different potential events happening within the Pfizer Forum as well as around the Pfizer Forum. So we also designed the buildings, you know, the buildings surrounding the plaza. There's the building that has Good City and the Mecca, and there's an event space up there on level two of that building that overlooks the plaza. There's a lot of different spaces to accommodate a lot of different size events. So you could have a large core event within the Pfizer Forum and then have smaller breakout events in some of the surrounding buildings, as well as events, obviously, outdoors on the plaza.
Aaron Popke, what's the future hold for Titletown in Green Bay?
Well, we definitely are excited about a number of different things. You talk about large events. You know, we've got the NFL draft that we're hopeful to land in the coming years.
Really?
Titletown. Yes, very much so. The Titletown would play a part of that in terms of the campus that the NFL would put together to host that draft. So we're excited about that possibility. Every summer we do a summer showcase. In fact, coming up in a couple of weeks, we've got some music planned on Saturday, June 4th with Jason Derulo. And in fact, we were just meeting with the village of Ashwaubenon, in which Titletown rests right across the street from Lambeau Field. You go from Green Bay to Ashwaubenon. The village has been a great partner in developing it, certainly, but we've got some ideas of how to utilize the space and make it an event easy setup for these types of events. So game weekends are pretty natural in terms of attracting people.
Right, that'll take care of itself.
Exactly. Events like this are something that we look at, and the further development that I discussed earlier in the business growth and entrepreneurship.
And we are just out of time this morning, but I want to thank you both for joining us. Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for Green Bay Packers. Thanks, and good luck this season.
Thank you.
Audrey Grill, Senior Vice President for the architecture firm Renka, also the project manager for designing the Deer District, which is a destination. Audrey, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
You bet. Next hour, the morning show, What's the Best Way to Love a Person with an Addiction? We tackle it for the hour. Stay with us. I'm Lee Rayburn, and for Kate Archer Kent today, and you're listening to the morning show on the Ideas Network.